Hi, I'm Chris Ruvo. Welcome to the latest in our series of Advantages podcasts. This time around, we're talking to several finalists for the Advantages Distributor Salesperson of the Year. Right now, we're joined by one of those finalists, Andy Olson of Staples Promotional Products. Andy, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Chris. I appreciate your time.
Excellent. So let's jump right into the questions here. Tell us, how did you get started in the industry?
I started in the year 2000. I was in a group called the Account Development Group, Inside Sales Group. Did that for a couple years, made some good contacts, got into some outside sales, working with some smaller companies, smaller orders, cutting my teeth and everything. After a couple years of that, moved back into managing that Inside Sales Account Development Group, and then after a few years of that, just moved on and do what I do now, which is calling on larger corporations and kind of traveling around and doing the outside sales thing.
Now that outside sales venture is certainly proven to be pretty lucrative for you. You're billing eight figures annually, and I think that's a number that would impress a lot of people. So tell us, what are some of the secrets to your success? How have you built up that huge book of business?
I think, like anybody else, it's really liking what you do, loving what you do. It doesn't really feel like a job. You know, some days it does. There's always good days and bad days, but it's mostly just customer relationships, getting out there, building up the trust with the customers and just being honest with them and treating them like they should be treated and looking for the best promotional items for those particular marketing needs.
All right, so given all that, can you tell us about a particular order or campaign or any kind of initiative that you might have worked on that you're especially proud of?
Yeah, I did one. I've done it a couple of different times, actually. It's been pretty successful. About 8 or 9 years ago, I believe, kind of when I was really getting started with the outside sales gig, we did something called a Create a Cap. And I really focus a lot on the soft goods side of it with, you know, T-shirts and hats and sweatshirts and jackets and things like that. So this worked out well. And I was just trying to find a way to showcase, like, all the different decoration techniques and ways that you can decorate a cap and where you can decorate a cap. And it was really when we were getting into the custom headwear versus, all of the decorating on a specific cap that was already a finished cap. So basically we kind of put together a specific cap for that we could show to many different customers, and it would have several different logos on that cap in different decoration techniques and different locations, and it really turned out to be pretty successful a few different times where the customer could see that cap, and obviously that cap can't be sold as it is because it's probably a $30 cap or something, but they can see it and visualize it and see all the different decoration techniques and take it from that spot to, you know, the actual cap that they're looking for with those decoration techniques.
Yeah, what a really creative way to approach it. And, you know, I'm sure that you had to put some thought in to kind of get there. And then I know you're also putting a lot of time into traveling around the country. But you really have a busy home life, don't you? You're a father of six in a blended family. So how do you balance that home life with traveling around? Can you offer any tips for maximizing productivity, if you will?
Well, I would say, the best thing for me is, and my wife has been in the industry for many years as well. She's kind of had to take a back seat to that a little bit since we got married and blended our, you know, her three kids and my three kids together in the same house. But mostly it's great support from her. It's great support from my friends and family. I think the other thing is that's pretty important is that when I am out there traveling around, my customers and the suppliers that I work with for that kind of travel as well are friends of mine. I consider them dear friends, and so it makes it more fun and easy for me. I think the other thing is, you know, just time management and figuring out, like, what you need to do I don't waste time, you know, as much as I did 10 or 15 years ago prior to having kids and a big family, and I think that's helped out so much with the success.
You know, you mentioned suppliers and the relationships that you have with them. What are you hearing from them in terms of trends that we can look for in 2016? Is there anything particularly interesting that's on your radar?
I think some of the things that you look at are, you know, and it's similar stuff. It just builds on from the prior year. So some of these things are 2015 or even, you know, back to, you know, a couple years ago. But it's just, I think the main key is just finding that high perceived value item, being able to see that, whether it's drinkware or whether it's a jacket or a hat or whatever else, and you see it in the market and partnering that up and saying, you know, seeing that perceived value and that high perceived value and what kind of value we can provide and the difference in that price and but then they still get that value in the market for the end customer. You know, multi-toned items as far as specific items, you know, multi-toned color blocks I think are pretty hot and as we've kind of seen too with the release of the Pantone two different colors as well and then just the patterns and sublimated items.
Excellent. Now, you mentioned there value and providing value, and I wonder if that might come into play in this next question that I'm going to ask you. You know, we've been hearing more and more from sales professionals in the industry that they're really having a tough time competing with web-based product sellers, people who are kind of working strictly online where folks can go on and order directly from them. What do industry sales pros have to do in 2016 to be successful in that kind of marketplace?
Yeah, that's definitely a hot topic for many of the, I guess, old school, for what you will, distributors. It's a lot different world out there. I think it all just goes back to being honest, showing that value with your customer, what that relationship means to both parties, what both parties can bring to the table, and just having that trust, you know, making it easier for the customer so they're not looking somewhere else. I mean, everybody, I think all of our customers know that there's always another option, but is it providing the value, and is it, you know, does it beat the relationship that you already have? And then especially, you know, nothing new, but just treating their business like you would want, you know, if it was your business.
Some great advice there. We want to thank Andy Olson for being our guest today. Again, Andy is one of our 11 finalists for the Advantages Distributor Salesperson of the Year. Read all about these top salespeople in the January issue of Advantages. For now, thanks for listening. I'm Chris Ruvo. Have a great day.